AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President Trump was on hand as the Supreme Court heard arguments over his birthright citizenship restrictions and cast doubt upon them.
He's the first sitting president to attend oral arguments and heard an administration lawyer face skeptical questions across the spectrum about his order saying kids born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Chief Justice John Roberts notes federal law gives citizenship to everyone born on American soil, with exceptions like kids of foreign diplomats and of foreign invaders.
I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
Ketanji Brown Jackson focused on the logistics of figuring out who is entitled to citizenship.
Is this happening in the delivery room?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At a briefing, EU Energy Commissioner Dan Jorgensen warns oil and gas prices won't immediately return to normal, even if the Iran war ends soon.
Obviously, we all hope for a peace as soon as possible, but what I find extremely important is to state as clearly as I can that even if that peace is here tomorrow, still we will not go back to normal in a foreseeable future.
AP's Julie Walker reports on NASA's Moonshot, scheduled to blast off tonight if the weather and everything else holds.
NASA sending four astronauts on the first flight to the moon in more than 50 years. Artemis II not landing or stopping, but flying around and coming back on a 10-day journey. NASA has a lot riding on this moonshot. The space agency envisions lunar moon bases where one day they can launch astronauts to Mars.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports Hershey says they're going back to the basics with ingredients for Reese's.
Hershey says they're shifting back to classic recipes for all Reese's products starting in 2027 after the grandson of Reese's founder criticized the candy company for switching to cheaper ingredients.
You've got peanut butter on my chocolate.
In a public letter published on Valentine's Day, Brad Reese says he bought a bag of Reese's mini hearts and found them inedible. He accused the company of diluting the flagship brand and abusing consumers' trust by introducing new products but replacing the original ingredients. Reese's peanut butter cups have stayed the same, but a small portion of Hershey products, like mini Easter eggs, are now made with a coating that contains less real chocolate. Hershey acknowledged some recipe changes, but says it's been trying to innovate to meet customer demand. In addition to the return to classic peanut butter and chocolate, Hershey says they will be transitioning to natural colors and are making Kit Kat bars creamier. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani.